This is Melissa Patrick for WKLM, and this week our final school report of the year and our final one with West Holmes is with Superintendent Eric Jerkovic. And welcome, Mr. Jerkovic.
Welcome. Glad to be here.
And as I said, this is the last one of the school year, so we're watching the schools wrap things up. And even though the school year is wrapping up, things are just really ramping up for you guys when it comes to the new building.
Yeah, the new K-5 building is, if you haven't noticed the Facebook page, the drone videos, or if you've driven by, the walls are going up fast. There's an average of 60 to 75 bricklayers on site every day. Their goal is to have it under roof by winter next year. And as of today, we are still on time, August of 2026. So, we meet with them weekly. We have weekly meetings and go over everything. We look at the long lead items that possibly could have some issues. They've gotten orders on them and gotten them underway. And they're going to bring bar joists next week for the flooring and the roof. And it's just, they're pouring slabs and classrooms. It's just all coming together. The electrical crew's moving right along with them with the bricklaying, and it's just really all coming together, and it's finally nice to see the product.
Yeah, if you watch the videos, you can see all of it and see the walls getting taller. And I know we, when we watch the videos, try to figure out, okay, what's going to be here? Which is this? And you guys are going to be kind of sharing a little bit of that as you get the walls up.
Yeah, hopefully once the walls do go up and it kind of gets closed in, that we will then take the drone inside and go through the hallways. But if you're looking at it now, it's kind of the eastern side of the building. So the wing towards the high school, that's your gymnasium, the maintenance room, the kitchen area, and then the classrooms are down the northern part that are now looking like two stories. So we still have the eastern part there, or the western part, towards the front of the building. I know they're holding off on that a little bit to get the floors poured and the slabs poured, so eventually they're not walking around in a muddy mess.
It's an exciting process, and it's good to hear that things seem to be going smoothly for it.
Yeah, we're really excited, and any issues or questions that we've had or concerns, we bring those up at our weekly meetings and have discussion over them, and if we can change them before any big pieces and parts get put together, it's less cost for us, so it's good. But right now we're rolling as is.
Before you know it, you'll be into all the little details and decorating and all the end of the construction part of stuff.
Yeah, we had to look at bleacher colors for the gymnasium the other day, so we had to look at the floor color and the layout so we didn't like clash with colors. And I know eventually we've talked about interior colors and carpet already, but eventually we'll get to furniture and desks and chairs and things of that nature here shortly. The locker colors, I think K12 will have cubbies outside in the hallways, and then they'll have lockers 3, 4, 5, and those will be in the hallways, because then that gives the teachers more space in their classrooms.
That's always good, because especially in those younger years, you do all kinds of fun activities. And while it's great to be looking forward into the new school building and hearing the updates, we still have a little bit left of this year in sports and things like that.
Yeah, our spring sports are coming to a close. Our softball team started their tournament last week with a victory over Riverview. So then they play tonight, Tuesday, against Meadowbrook. And the boys start their tournament tonight at Indian Valley. And then also the district track meet will start Tuesday night at West Holmes. So we're coming to a close, and spring sports have done fairly well. Tennis is ending up here too as well, and now you start planning for the fall.
And you've got graduation coming up then for the weekend.
Yeah, we do. This Saturday we have graduation at 11 a.m. at the high school. We'll graduate approximately 150 students. We always look forward to that culmination of their 12 years, and you know, this is a different class for me because 4 years ago I started as superintendent for West Holmes. So this is my first, I can say my first graduating class when I started. So I've kind of seen these seniors grow over the 4 years, and it's nice to see that, and I wish them all the best.
It's going to hit you a little more in the feels with this class.
It may not. You never know, but yes.
And also, as we talk about wrapping up the school year and stuff, one of the things that you guys are going to need going into the new school year that someone can start working on now is becoming a bus driver.
Yeah, we have some bus drivers retiring, and we still have some open positions. So if you're interested, reach out to Karina at the Bus Garage, and she can get you signed up for classes and training. And, you know, what we need to understand is if we don't find bus drivers, that means we're condensing routes and making routes a little bit longer. So if you know somebody has some flexibility in their work schedule and can do a route in the morning and the afternoon and would love to be an impact on kids, because, you know, bus drivers are the first person they see in the morning and the last person they see. So you bus drivers really make that impression on kids every day. So if you have that passion or that heart, you want to do it, reach out to Karina and we'll get you through the classes. You know, we're also still filling some teaching positions and a lot of switches, so don't panic of all these people. We have a lot of retirements because they did switch the retirement from 33 years to 32 years. So some of those teachers that were on the bubble that need another year could now leave and go at 32. And, you know, I'm happy for them and excited and a little jealous, but you know, eventually I'll get to 32 years, but I'm excited for those people as well, and bringing in new young teachers to the district and letting them share their experiences and excitement about education with the West Holmes students.
So if you've ever thought about working with kids, there's opportunities in all kinds of ways to be able to do that at West Holmes. And is there anything else we need to know about what's going on? That's a lot of stuff condensed in a short amount of time.
Yeah, I mean, we're always planning, you know, we're always thinking about next year. And just because, you know, it's the end of the year doesn't mean we quit. It's a constant planning. And we'll start rolling out calendars and open houses and all those things. I mean, the school calendar is already out there, but all the elementaries and middle school and high school have open houses. And I think most of them have set those dates, but to get those information, final forms, if you have not filled out your final forms, I do believe it, that's open. And we opened up preschool registration again. So if you have somebody you know that's interested in preschool, we're planning on having 4 preschool classes. So if you know somebody that hadn't signed up, maybe give the board office a call. We can get your information to the Tuscarawas County ESC for preschool.
All right. Well, that is a great set of information for folks to take with them as we wrap up our school report. Thank you for joining in with us.
Hey, you're welcome. And as always, go Knights.
That was Superintendent Eric Jerkovic with West Holmes Local Schools for our final school report of the school year. And for WKLM, I'm Melissa Patrick.